Banff. A list of Town of Banff properties will be up for discussion by council in May, which could eventually lead to some areas being renamed to commemorate Indigenous peoples. The town's Governance and Finance Committee unanimously supported moving the list forward at its Monday, April 25, meeting. The list included bridges, parks, trails, playgrounds and facilities in Banff for a total of 40 sites. Randall McKay, the town's manager of strategic initiatives and special projects, said the list provides a high-level overview of the options available for council. I think that's where we need the direction of council to decide. Ellipsis. We could, at the direction of council, pare down this list, remove some assets right now and think about those for future consideration, he said. The Fenlands Banff Recreation Center has 5 potential options, while the Recreation Grounds has 18 and there are 16 town properties such as the Muskrat Street Pedestrian Bridge, the Bow Falls Viewpoint and the Off-Leash Dog Park at the Industrial Compound. McKay highlighted how it had been a lengthy process to establish relationships with Indigenous communities, but the town was able to bring together area Indigenous groups last week as a circle of advisors. He said it was the first time it had taken place since Banff was incorporated as a municipality. The world looks to our mountains and our Indigenous communities with great curiosity and interest, so I think there's an opportunity for collaboration with the naming being a significant aspect of it, Cown. Ted Christensen said, I'd like to embrace this as much as we can to satisfy another aspect of our community. Under the town's naming and sponsorship policy, assigning names for town properties is meant to reinforce the unique character of our mountain community and the reputation of the corporation, according to the staff report. It noted a suitable name should be selected if a property or asset is to be named or renamed. The report highlighted it was first important to select any properties and then conduct additional consultation with Indigenous communities prior to a name being chosen. Among those Indigenous communities from different language groups are the Assiniboine, Nakota, Kaitanaxa, Kootenai, Sequepemc, Shuswap and Algonquin, Nahaya and Nitsitapi, also known as Cree and Blackfoot, respectively. The municipal naming protocol has properties potentially to be named or renamed provided by the town manager or given to council in a report with up to 5 names to be examined in camera, according to the report. Following consultation with Indigenous communities and before a council decision, the town will further consult with stakeholders impacted by any naming. Town staff would then publicly give a shortlist of 3 names for a specific property with reasons to council. Mayor Corey DeMano brought forward a successful motion that included adding Central Park to the list, while Cown. Hugh Pettigrew brought forward motions to remove some names from the list that he said could be potentially awkward or inappropriate. Amendments to remove the Off-Leash Dog Park, the Banff Operations Yard, Transfer Site, the Banff Operations Trades Building and the pond beside the sports field that serves as a drainage facility at the recreation grounds were all defeated with only Cown. Ted Christensen in support. Though they were defeated, McKay told the committee the list could be adjusted and amended in the future by council. This is not to be construed that this list is static. It's meant to change and evolve over time as assets are added to the town, he said. McKay added the list has all potential renaming opportunities and doesn't necessarily mean it needs to be Indigenous. He noted they had internal discussions on whether some assets were appropriate or not, but they can review the list with Indigenous groups to see if they would be suitable. Council previously directed town staff last July to return with a list of potential names for existing or upcoming infrastructure properties in the town. Cown. Kaylee Ram said the creation of the list is a proper step forward in recognizing Indigenous history. The overarching theme of including honoring Indigenous names is just of the utmost importance towards truth and reconciliation, showcasing to these Indigenous groups they are important to us and they were here before we were, she said. Someone once said, it's not about indigenizing. These lands are already Indigenous. They were here before we were. It's about decolonizing and I think that really speaks to it.